Blog Talk Radio.
Relationships Matters. I am your host, Taiwan.
And I am the co-host, Diana, Lady Di.
What up, Lady Di? Let's get right started. How's your week been?
My week has been really good. Complain.
You sound like you're pretty far away. What you got going on? What you in? You out of state?
All right.
You out the country right now?
I'm not the country. I'm actually trying to, you know, pay my bills, so I ran away.
I got you.
All right. Can you hear me? Because I feel a lot of background.
Nah, you good. You good.
Okay.
Very excited. You know what? I've been pretty good. I've gotten some really good news. You know, got some projects popping off, as always. And I want to go ahead and say hello to WeTV, who is on the line and tuning in today. And you know. Shout out to WeTV.
No, I had to do it.
You know what? I'm gonna find out where you got those claps from, and I'm.
We're gonna find out after a while.
I see. So I'm pretty excited about today's show. What about you?
I am so excited.
So today with us, oh yeah, absolutely. So today with us we have platinum recording artist public announcement, and that consists of Felony Davis and Mr. Glenn O'Neill is on the line.
Yo,
how you guys doing?
People. Hey, everything is good. How are you, bro?
Thanks for having us. Thanks for having us.
WeTV, blessed to have you guys. Yeah, definitely. definitely blessed to have you guys joining us today. I want to real quickly get the people reacquainted with who Public Announcement is. So I wanted to start off, and people that are not people that are familiar with our show, this is going to be the first show where we've actually played music. So I want to go ahead and get into you guys the very first single. Get that thing pumping real quick, and then we'll get into the interview and find out what Public Announcement's been doing. Okay, so here we go.
Awesome.
First single, Body Bumping.
Body bumping time, baby. Don't you want me? 'Cause I want you. Let's do this. What are we doing? I'm in the mood for you. I wanna feel your groove, girl. You can creep on in, let's go get up on the roof, making me do things that I never did before. Behind closed doors, I'm gonna make you shout for more. This freaky thing is on, body bumping all night long. No doubt about it. If you want it, I can bring it on the bump.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On the dance floor.
I can bump with your mama. I can bump with your sister.
I'm gonna fuck with all of your babies.
Hey, what's your body?
You feel your body, baby.
Hold on, I gotta catch my breath. I was just doing the dance.
Wait, somebody about to get a hard time in here.
I gotta catch my breath, bro.
Oh, man. Hey, Mac, I thought you might have been over there doing that thing, bro.
Yeah, I was getting that dance in, bro.
All right. Somebody gonna need a blood pressure kit or something? You all right?
No, I'm back. I'm all good. I'm good.
Okay.
That sip of H2O got me right back.
You got
back.
Me a little nervous.
Man, listen, again, man, it's a real blessing to have you guys on the show today.
Thank you for having us, man. It's a blessing.
Absolutely, man. You guys are definitely legends in the business. You guys been doing it for a while, man, and you guys are still going strong, and that's rare. Because a lot of people ain't they're not still out there doing stuff. So I know Diana has some questions for you guys, and I am going to let her get into it.
Cool. Thank you, Ty. Gentlemen.
Lady D. Lady Diana.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
I am ready. Guys, tell the world, who are you? Who is public? I know who you are, but tell the world out there, who is Public Announcement? How did you guys hold it down for so long in such a tough, tough industry?
Well, this is Okay, this is Felony speaking. Actually, you know, Public Announcement originally started out with R. Kelly, legend in the music industry and also a legend in our city, Chicago. And, the thing was in the early 90s, you know, he was a new artist, and they were working his project, you know, to become an artist, and during the time, you know, they were really trying to market him as a solo artist. But you know, during those times, it was a little difficult with pushing a solo artist because you had Guy and you know Aaron Hall and Tony Tone, mm-hmm. you know, in the late 80s, early 90s. So it was that group thing that was happening at the time. So they set out to actually put a group behind R. Kelly, where a lot of people thought that it was just one group, where it was R. Kelly and Public Announcement. Well, Public Announcement was an addition to R. Kelly's already situation that was at hand. So we were just fortunate enough to actually be a part of that situation. But there was some history also behind the Public Announcement situation, because actually – the group that came about as Public Announcement, separate from R. Kelly, is a totally different group that was with R. Kelly. Now actually pushing forward as one unit, which was Public Announcement, was the difficult part. You know, those gentlemen that worked with R. Kelly pretty much had a bird nest on the ground. You know what I mean? Because he chose those guys to actually dance behind him. Glenn, Euclid Gray at the time, Earl Robinson, who was a part of that original group, once we set off to become Public Announcement, that's where the work came in at, you know, because we had to reestablish ourselves in the industry as a unit separate from R. Kelly. So that was the tough part, because we had to make people believers. You know, because people thought, okay, R. Kelly's gone, so that's the end of Public Announcement. Well,
that's the end of, exactly.
Well, Earl Robinson, who was a part of that original group, wanted to keep the group alive and keep the group going, but he wanted to do something different. Those guys didn't sing.
They were just dancers. So Earl wanted a group that actually sang, you know. So he through a manager, Eric Sexton, reached out to me, and I came to be a part of it. And with a few other members leaving the original group, I brought in Glenn. I said, I got some guys that can sing. If you want some brothers that can sing, I can go get them, you know. So I was introduced to Glenn through a mutual friend, and I actually went to Glenn's church. Right, Glenn?
Preach, son.
I went into his church, and I said, hey, man, I got something for you. You know, we got together, and our vibe was good, and we got another gentleman by the name of Euclid Gray, and that was the birth of Public Announcement, separate from R. Kelly. And our first baby was the record that you guys just heard, Body Bumping, and the rest is history.
Yes, from the All Work and No Play. I remember. I have that
awesome
CD. Lord Jesus. Am I showing my age? No, I'm not. Okay. Anyway.
It's okay. It's a blessing.
You're just letting people know that you love good music. That's what it's about.
Absolutely.
I do.
Good music
absolutely
has no age. That's right. There's
That's
no time.
Right.
There's no time.
Absolutely.
That's right. That's absolutely. And then you guys came out with like a sophomore album. And was that harder in terms of like promotions and getting people to really like establish who you are? And because the first album was really, really good, it got you out there separate from R. Kelly. But the second album, because you know they always have that jinx. Do you think you was part of that jinx in terms of like the second album, the pressure and trying to live up to it?
Glenn? Well, no, this is Glenn speaking. The second album, you know, from doing the first album, it definitely made it easier for us. But then at that time, A&M, we were a part of A&M Records, and A&M had folded. And so now we needed to be in search of a new label that was willing, that believed in Public Announcement, and that was willing to partake in what we had to give them. So we come out, we locked down with RCA Records. I always
nice
call it the famous Elvis Presley label.
Yeah.
We locked in with RCA Records, and then to us, I mean, we were looking at it like, man, RCA better than A&M, you know, because just considering the artist that was on RCA compared to A&M, you know, we figured that, man, we really done struck the gold, man. So as far as the jinx part of it, nah, we was just getting the ball rolling. So we went on and finished up this sophomore album, which was called Don't Hold Back. And that as well, you know, became a success. And, you know, like, we had to still work, all work and no play. We was just continuing what we did from the first album.
Gotcha.
Right, and actually, this is Phil speaking. The way that situation happened was that, I mean, I just think personally that just having good karma, you know, and doing right by people, you know, it comes back around because we were the type of artist that, you know, we were just willing to work. You know, it didn't have to be this way, that way. We just wanted to work. We were just young guys that loved to do music. And we was learning as we went along. So at the time that A&M folded, we got caught up in that merge when R&B music and the record labels were downsizing. You remember that, Ty?
I definitely remember that.
And even still now today, they're even less labels now, but that was the start of it. So at that time, that's when they folded, you know, they were like, okay, well, they told us, quote unquote, we're dropping our whole urban department. So all the urban acts had to leave the label. And but we kept working, you know, we went back into the studio, we kept working. And we had a record that RCA, if you remember this, Glenn, we had a record that RCA believed in, and they were playing this record just like Body Bumping in Chicago. The record was John Doe.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, right.
And that record is what made RCA a believer in this group, because they were saying, can the group produce another hit record? And they were trying to get us to sign with Interscope. Remember, Glenn?
Yeah.
And it was a crazy situation that happened with that, with our with the guy that was handling our quote unquote our finances. We found some things out about that, so that went out the window. And they said, well, if these guys can't create another hit record, then you know we won't deal with them. But somebody did some research. Actually, Glenn, Chris Gardner made that happen.
Yeah, he did.
The RCA situation. He was a record promoter in the Midwest, and he took that John Doe record over to RCA, and that's how that situation happened. But yeah, he's from Chicago. So the point that I'm making is that you just got to keep working. You know, you got to keep working. You can't worry about what's going on outside, you know, of what it is that you do. If you love music, then you'll continue to do music, and you keep working, and good music will always find its way. Always.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I heard that.
Mm-hmm. Like, what do you feel is missed in today's music?
Good question.
Really good songwriting, like for real. Cause you know, it seems like, you know, if you don't have a rap in front of a R&B, like a real, you know, old school R&B feel, if you don't have a rap in front of it, you probably really won't get much airplay as you would if you had like a total song that was like strictly R&B without rap. So I want to say like the really good songwriting needs to come back, you know, on my behalf. Fail.
And in my opinion, it's funny because I was just watching some interviews on R. Kelly yesterday on YouTube, and he was talking about his situation on how, you know, a situation with Miss McLean. They said that she was losing a house, and they interviewed him about why didn't he come to her aid. But he said some things about how he started out with her and how she told him when he first started writing records that the key to writing records is that you write life, be
yes.
it your life, be it somebody else's life, or what have you. And that's
right.
what's missing today, because these kids, you know, I mean, the whole industry is ran by kids now, you know.
Right.
And they haven't lived, and nowadays the world is too fast for them to even pay attention to anybody else's life to write about. So
absolutely.
There you have it. They're not
absolutely.
Writing about anything. They're not.
That's
so
right.
That's what's going on with the music right now, you know. And everything is off of YouTube. Every record, every song that they listen to, they don't listen to the radio. You know,
no.
So all their playlists, they come off of YouTube. So they don't write life. They haven't lived. You know, they're not paying attention to those that came before them. The artists and the artists that paved the way before them, none of this, just the respect level is just out of the window. So there you have it. And this is what we're dealing with right now with music.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, let me interject just a moment. I want to throw in two things in there, and then I want to know if you guys agree with me or not. So the first thing that I believe that I'll just speak about R&B music. And I say that R&B music is missing, they're missing vocalists. A lot of these cats that come out here can't really sing. They got a bunch of auto-tune behind them.
I agree.
You know, and,
that's so
and
true.
Think, I look at it like this, and I ain't hating on nobody. You know what I'm saying? I'm not hating on anybody. But you got a top artist right now. I was listening to it just before we came on live. I was listening to the Bryson Tiller kid. And
okay.
I'm listening to it, and I'm like, this kid cannot sing. I can literally hear like all the auto tune and all that. Like I'm like I said, I'm not trying to diss nobody. I don't knock nobody's
right.
hustle or nothing like that. But I truly believe these man, they are really trying to ruin our music. I promise you,
oh.
I really believe they're trying to ruin our music. Now,
but you know, you
my,
know,
go ahead.
I don't think they're trying. I think they're doing it.
yeah,
they don't have to try. They don't have to.
What were you gonna say, Fat?
But I think also, you know what, and that just goes back to what I was saying about this is a microwave era. You know, if you have a kid with an image, and then the money situation. Okay, we got a kid. He can't really sing, but he's got an image, and then whatever it is that he's doing, he has a following. So therefore,
absolutely.
We can make money. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So it has nothing to do with nowadays. It has like back in the day, if a vocalist could really sing. And then you look at the record company, they're more interested in right
money.
Now because money. Because back in the day with Clive Davis and the Skip Millers, those guys would give in the LA, they would give artists a chance. They believed in the artist. So if this record didn't hit, then we're going to try two or three more records until we make it happen because
mm-hmm.
we believe in you as an artist. But nowadays, it's like it's a one-shot deal. I mean, you're here today and you go on today. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? L.A. Reed's the last dude left.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Exactly.
He's the last
yes.
music guy left. I mean, because everybody else, they're gone, and all of these other labels now are ran by number punchers. And
yep,
those
exactly.
guys don't know anything yeah. about music at all. These are people that have never sat down and listened to an R&B record. They've never listened to a hip-hop record. They look at what's popular on YouTube, just like you said earlier. They look at
mm-hmm.
what their numbers
mm-hmm.
look like on SoundCloud and,
yep.
yes.
you know, stuff
yes.
like that. Like, I remember reaching out to I was working with an artist, and I reached out to World Star Hip Hop when they were really, really popping. And the person at World Star actually called me. And when he called me, he said, "I know who you are, because I knew by your email." I said, "Okay." He said, "I'm going to give you a word of advice. If this guy doesn't have at least 300,000 views on YouTube, you can forget it." He said, "The second
wow.
thing is, he's a good artist. He's good, but he don't belong on here." Now, this
wow.
is somebody
wow.
who they charge. You understand what I'm saying? They charge for you to play your stuff on their site. And he told me, "Save your money." I said, "Wow."
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a blow.
Yeah,
yeah.
And
yeah.
that's just what that's what we're dealing with, you know. And
yeah,
it not only does it affect, you know, us as artists, you know, trying to, you know, keep the music that we do, you know, alive, but it affects it's a much bigger picture because of the subject matter that these kids are using. There's no more love in music, you know. So people are radio is promotion and it's in TV and stuff like that, and it's mind programming. So
yep.
a lot of music is about sex, drugs, violence, and this is what we're dealing with on a larger scale. You see what I'm saying? So.
Yep.
It's a huge picture. What you're doing, Ty, with your program, with your show, keeping this R&B music and love music and things like that alive is awesome, man. It is awesome. It is awesome.
Thank
yeah,
you.
I
appreciate that.
Relationships
yeah.
matter.
You know,
yes,
I truly believe that, and you hit the nail on the head when you said there's no more love in music. And it's about,
yeah.
you know, sex and all that. Like, they've literally taken that out of music. And see, music is the most influential part of everyday life. Music is probably
true.
Number one next to TV. Because, yeah. See, before you even had a television, you had music.
You had music.
So you had radio.
Yep.
Absolutely.
You had all of that.
Absolutely.
So music is number one. This is the number one influence in today's society. So you have artists like Young Jeezy. And please don't, because I know people that know him. So here's the thing.
Interview.
Young Jeezy, you know what I'm saying? Young Jeezy he's all over, you know, trap or die, kill this dude, you know, I do this and do that. But you don't tell your son that.
Right.
You told your son
right.
to go to school.
Right.
You told your son
right.
to go to college.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's so true.
Right. Right. And then you have these kids out here who actually, you know, believe, you know, a lot of that, you know, what they see. You know, they watch the videos and they watch the reality shows and stuff like that, and they don't quite get it, you know. And then, you know, you don't have the outlets, especially, and I'm going to be honest, here in Chicago, the outlets to actually let these kids come to, like seminars and stuff like that, music seminars, to teach them, you know, about the ins and outs of the music industry and, you know, publishing and you know, what the reality shows and why music is the way it is and what sells, what don't. So these kids are actually living this, you know. They're living this. Like you said, he tell his kids, hey, go shoot somebody, go bang, bang, go sell drugs. And these kids watch it, and they see, and this is what they do. And this is the reality and what we're living. This is what we're living.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's it. Absolutely. The same could be, like, it's across the board. I mean, there's this one girl, she's about 22 years old, and she wants to get into the industry. And she says, well, you know,
Hello?
Sex sells, and, you know, I look good, I'm pretty.
Hello?
I may not be the greatest singer, but I can get a contract. I can
Yo,
get a deal.
Hello?
I know, because of my look. So
Wait,
she's
hold
thinking
on.
About,
hold on. Can you,
it's about
who,
look.
Who is that? Is that Glenn?
I think that was Glenn.
Yeah, we lost him. He'll call back in a second. Yeah, he'll call back in a second.
Okay.
What were you saying, Diana? I apologize.
Yeah, no, that's okay. It was a young lady. She's 23 years old that I was talking to, and then she says she wants to get into the industry. And, you know, she says she's not much of a singer, but she feels like with her looks and, you know, she can pretty much get in the door. And she does it right. She's on Instagram. She's on Facebook. She's like, the music today, right now, is just trap music. It's just the way it is. It's, you know, and I'm like, you come with me. I'm going to have you listen to, like, real music, real women, real artists. So the first thing I asked her, I said, who are your role models? Who influenced you? Because it can't be Whitney. It can't be Christina Aguilera. It can't be Mariah Carey. Who are you? Who, you know? And then she said Nicki Minaj. That was considered her role model, Nicki. So
wow.
I had her
wow.
listen to some music, real music. We sat in a room for an hour, and I had her listen to nothing but R&B 90s music. And she
mm-hmm.
was like, what is this? I was like,
what is this?
Music?
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
She said,
yep.
What is this?
Yep.
What is this? And it's surprising. And she was honest because it came out of a young girl's mouth. She was honest. Like, what is this? And she was like, this is old. I'm like, this is not old. This is real music. And you're going to
mm-hmm.
stick with me. As long as you're around me, you're going to be listening to real music. I asked her, let's write something. You know, and the first thing she's like, what do you want me to write about? And I said, write something about who you are. Who
mm-hmm.
you, I want to know who you are, because as a person that loves music, I listen to lyrics. So
mm-hmm.
I need to know, who are you? So she's, you know, she's going through, she's skimming here and there, and she's like, well, I'm from Harlem, and I do this, and I do that. I said, no, sweetie. Who are you? Not
mm-hmm.
not your persona, not your twin, not your alter ego. I want you to strip.
Right.
You know what? speaking of today's music, you guys have a new single.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
I'd actually like to you know get into playing that, but before we play the song, I want you guys to the single is called Fireworks, and how
the
did that song
coming.
Come about? The fourth, exactly, just in time, right?
Oh, he came back.
Right.
Came back.
Yeah.
So how did the song come about?
The song was actually written and produced by another artist that we are with by the name of Mawan. Mawan wrote the song, and he thought that the song was fitting, you know, for a public announcement. You know, of course, we had listened to it first, but after hearing it, we were all in agreement that, you know, that was something that we can use. So this is a song that Mawan wrote and produced.
Okay.
That's how the song came about.
I'm about to tell everybody you guys are in for a treat. This is a dope song. I just wanted you guys to know that.
Thank you,
dope
bro.
Dope song.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So,
iTunes, everybody, iTunes.
Oh yeah, definitely. We gonna get into that as soon as we get done playing the song. So, without further ado, here is Fireworks.
The fourth is coming.
It's a public announcement. Read all about it. You can't get it, can't live without it. Got it so turned up, got me on fire. Jump up the night with a little bit to make you feel good.
Wow.
Man, that's
wow.
Chip,
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 chip, chip, chip, chip, chip, chip, chip, chip, chip, chip, chip, chip, chip, chip, chip,
Yeah. You know, the thing about that record is, like, here in Chicago, you know, we were rocking with Kevin Ross, you know, and the thing about it is that, like, in association with, like, radio and pushing that record to get it actually played, it was kind of different because that's a different kind of record for public announcement. And people were kind of torn, and this is what I got from people. They were kind of torn between the kind of record it was, but then we brought public announcement vocals and put on it. You see what I'm saying? So people was like, okay,
right.
I'm rocking with the record, kinda, but it's different for y'all. But y'all made it believable because it's like public announcement. When you hear it, you and Glenn, y'all just kind of did y'all craziness on it, and so they was kind of like, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
right.
You know, that's what I'm saying, like, with these programmers, man. They so programmed. That's what they are. You know,
yeah.
It's like, okay, right. You know, it ain't this. You know what I'm saying? It's that. It's public announcement, but it ain't what we used to hearing from y'all, but y'all killed it. Look, man, play the record.
Right. You know what?
Play the record. Let the people decide.
That's
right.
Absolutely. That thing right there, man. And you know what? I was letting the a friend of mine listened to it earlier, and he's been in the industry for a very, very long time, worked with Nile Rodgers and all of those people, and I said, I want you to check out this record. I said, because it doesn't sound like something they would do. I said, but I think that it's a type of record it's one of those things that elevates them to the next level. In my
mm-hmm,
opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And so
yeah.
And so he said, absolutely. After he listened to it, came back to me, he was like, yo, Ty, them guys got something. He was like, those guys got something. And
that's exactly what I hear.
Yeah, I was like, absolutely. It's just a matter of getting it to the right place. Because you remember when Lionel Richie started working with Ne-Yo. And you remember when that record first came out, nobody was really playing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they found out Ne-Yo was behind it, it started to pick up a little run. And then before you know it, Lionel Richie had another number one on his hand.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Sure did.
Yep.
Sure did.
Amazing.
So it's just a matter of the people.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, I'm sorry. You go.
Oh no, I was just saying it. It's one of those records that has to pick up a little traction. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I believe that people will definitely get behind it, man, because you guys have some diehard fans, you know, that love you guys,
definitely.
Show up everywhere you go. I mean, I see your videos. I see everything that's going on with you guys. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a fan myself. I'm definitely a fan myself.
Much love, respect. No doubt.
Don't
no
forget
doubt.
Me. I love y'all since the beginning.
Oh, Phil, Phil, she got a version of Body Bumping that, you know, Ty told her to just hold it down. You know, don't do it to yourself.
Because he don't trust me. You want to hear it?
That might be one of them off. It might be something that's one of those off the air. Type, you know.
Oh, that's what I was
going to
say.
Is this a
family version, right?
Okay.
It's a family version. It's just, you know, I'm trying to save people's, you know, ears and. Listen, I didn't mean to say that. It just came out.
That's
one of them things, you know. Sometimes you want to stop at that one point, and then you know you just kind of keep going a little bit. That's what happened.
Right.
I apologize, Diana.
No, no, no. Because he wanted to hear me.
Yeah.
He wanted to hear my version.
You're awesome.
You know what I'm saying? Quit my.
Got
it. Too much. Too much.
So, yeah,
all right,
man,
I'm a cool thing.
Listen, you guys, man, I can't wait to hear, you know, what else you guys got going on. I know you you got, as a matter of fact, you know, you guys got any shows coming up?
Football game.
Yeah. Is that great as well?
No, it's this four.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Hello? Yeah. What we're doing right now, we're just trying to really put ourselves in a position for a solid situation. We're in between, like, managers, and, you know, we was rocking with Kevin Ross in the two-guard situation. I'm sure you're aware of that, so I'm just being one on it.
Right.
You know, and so right now we have, we have some situations, you know, that we're looking at, and we're trying to just kind of establish, you know, some, you know, trying to be solid on a few things, you know, key players. We're trying, Glenn and I are really trying to, you know, decide, you know, how we're going to keep them, you know, keep certain members a part of this. And, you know, basically we're really trying to keep this thing afloat right now. You know, we appreciate this interview. You know, Glenn's working, you know, on a few things. I'm working on some stuff, as you know. And so doing this interview right here really, really helps what he and I are trying to do with public announcement. You know,
absolutely.
And, you know, so that's basically, you know, where we are. And, you know, other than that, you know, as far as working on music, you know, that's every day. That's just what we do. But
that's,
you know,
a way of life.
All the other additives that come along with making it go, you know, are the things that we're concerned about and what we're trying to, you know, establish right now, you know.
Well, let me say this. And this is one of my announcements that I wasn't really going to make, but myself.
Is it public? Is it public?
It's public.
Yeah, is it public?
So
it's
listen,
got to be
listen,
public,
my,
right?
Myself.
Is it public?
Rider, yeah, listen. Myself, Rider Music Entertainment, and Sisters in Motion, Inc., we are going to be putting together a Battle of the R&B Groups show.
Whoa.
Oh.
So I want to officially invite you guys. We can talk about the business stuff off the air.
Awesome.
But I definitely
awesome.
Want, I think you guys definitely need to be there.
Awesome.
So
awesome.
We'll definitely, you know, we'll get into the logistics of all of that and all of that, but yeah, I'm going, man. You guys know
me
outside of this, so you guys already know I'm gonna work my behind off. So, man.
Man, we can't wait.
Ty?
We can't wait.
Yeah,
I'm excited about that. I have one question for you.
Uh-oh.
And he said, oh,
Dad, I'm listening.
Okay. And Mark, can I introduce the group? Can I get on stage and introduce the group?
Absolutely.
Okay,
she would like to be the host, Lady Diana.
Thank you.
The hostess with the mostest.
Yeah.
Let me tell you guys.
Yes.
Here's the other the other announcement. So, a lady reached out to me, and not to get away from you guys' interview, but a lady reached out to me from WeTV, and she was very, very impressed by Lady Diana, and WeTV is very interested in doing some stuff with Lady Diana. And so, you know, hey, you host, and it'd be an awesome thing. So we'll definitely look into that, and you know, we got a lot going on.
So all right, up, all right, all right.
Yeah,
definitely.
So,
and that,
now,
and that's
I wanna,
the thing, you know what I mean?
So we
okay,
got about.
Okay, now that I passed
we got
out.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. We got about 9 minutes left, right? So
okay.
I want to ask you guys a couple of questions that I know don't normally get asked to you guys. So, and the basis of our show is Relationships Matter. And we've talked about different relationships today. We've talked about relationships in the industry, which was awesome. And anybody listening and listening to you guys' story today, you guys dropped a couple of gems on them. So I'm hoping that they take what you said to them and understand, you know, the business side of what goes on in this industry. So
yeah.
You guys sing about love, and we talked about love not being in music. So let's talk about relationships real quick, okay? So,
sounds good.
Let's go here. What would you, as a perfect first date? What would be a perfect first date? And I want both you guys to answer that question.
Oh, wow.
Good
question.
Go ahead, Glenn. Shoot, man.
You have
to
stutter now.
Okay. I'm about to dive in.
Wait, they're about to dive in. Hold up.
Get these young guys some advice.
To me, a perfect first date would be a date where you and the young lady, you know, you have a place that you guys are going to meet up. The place is a place where you both have never been before, but after the date, you know, come to find out you both enjoy the place, the environment. Where you met up, you know, it's an exclusive place. Conversation, definitely about what each one of you like about each other. Conversation about openness of family, you know, because I'm a family oriented guy. You know, my parents, unfortunately, I just lost my mom about 2 months ago. But my mom and dad,
yeah, definitely
hear
that, bro.
My mom and dad, 80 years strong, you know, so I'm very, very family oriented. So to talk about family and to get an understanding about what the person that you're with, what they come from, what their makeup is, and to have a total understanding about that, you know, that's to me. That's like a perfect first date to get to know that person and basically in its entirety, kind of like, okay, now I'm willing to sacrifice, or I'm willing to go on a second date with this person because I've gathered enough information on this person to feel like it's okay to move to the next level, you know. Like, you know, drinking and okay, we had a couple nice drinks and we went to this spot and it was a popular place and they was dancing and stuff like that, whatever. Me, that ain't my thing. You know, my thing is like I would like to get into the person and find out about that person, you know, and get to know who she is and get to know what she's from, get to know what it is that what she likes, you know. So more or less, instead of a place like a real popular place that she'll come in and I'm just trying to woo her because I'm taking her to this place. No, we can go to the park.
Right.
You know, we can go to the beach. You know, we can go to the museum. You know, just places like that where you can really get into the person. It's not about the environment. You know, you want to take her somewhere where you can really get into her. You know, and that's my thing. That would be my idea of a perfect first date when I could walk away and say, you know what, I really got an idea of who this young lady is, what it is that she likes, and what it is that, you know, she wants. Whether or not I agree, because you may not always agree. But just because you don't, you may not agree with what she like, who she is, and this, that, and the other on the first date, doesn't mean that it's not a perfect first date. You got out of it what the truth of the matter. You know, okay, the truth is
right.
we don't agree. You know, I you know, I don't like a lot of things that she do. She don't like a lot of things that I do, but I'm okay with that. You see what I'm saying? I did get a chance to find out. She gave me the opportunity to know who she is. I gave her the opportunity to know who I am. So, you know, so there's no trickery.
That's dope. I like that. What about
that.
You, Glenn?
Glenn, I'm going to say the same thing Phil said. But, and to add on, I'm just going to say a great presentation, which I'm saying, like, the presence when we first get up with each other. I want to say a great location. I want to say good food. I want to say sense of humor, laughter, communication.
Wait, that's not what I'm saying.
I want to say, I want to say a great conversation, because that really plays a big part on dates. The conversation that's
absolutely
going forth, so we can know like where each other head is, and you know, because you can be talking, she can be talking about something that I'm not. That's, you know, too far-fetched for me, or as well as I could be speaking on some things that she can't, you know, get in tune with. So I want to say laughter, because I'm silly. I need a sense of humor in my situation. Safety, definitely safety wherever we are, definitely safety. Yeah, definitely safety. And at the end of the night, you know what I'm saying? You know, do we meet again? You know, that's the ideal date for me, all of those things, and what Felony said as well. And I am as well. We both, and like everybody in public announcement, are guys that have big families that's full of love, that were raised under good morals and values.
Mm-hmm.
So we know exactly how to treat a people, how to treat a person, and how to be treated. You know, you have to look for it, because karma is a mug, and we were raised to treat people the way that we want to be treated. So it's going to be good on our behalf at the end of the day, and even if it's not on her behalf, we were raised that we understand people.
Got
you know, so that's my thing about that. That's a perfect date.
That's what's up, man. You know, we got 90 seconds real quick.
90 seconds.
Can you guys let everybody know where they can check up on public announcement, Instagram, Twitter, all of that stuff.
Felony? Yeah, you could go to I'm on interview. You could go to Facebook. Yeah, you can go to public announcement fan page. It's PUB Pub Now fan page, or because we have a couple fan pages. You can go there, and then you can go to public announcement Twitter page also. We don't have an Instagram page up as we speak right now, but definitely Twitter and also Facebook. You can find public announcement.
Okay.
Or we can give you guys our phone numbers, and you can just call us directly.
588-2300.
You want everybody calling you guys, huh? You want your phone to ring off the hook?
We really want that.
So,
well, yes. Also, you know, also tie myself, Phil Davis at Facebook, Phil Davis Rhythm is my fan page, so you can reach me there. And find out a lot about public announcement as well, because we post a lot about public announcement also on our personal pages as well.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice. I love it. Well,
I definitely want to thank you guys for being on the show. It was an absolute pleasure. I love doing shows
us,
where Oh, absolutely. I love doing shows where it just flows right through. Like, you don't even realize you've been on the phone for an hour.
No, I don't really. I really don't.
Exactly.
I'm like,
well,
wow,
it's a conversation.
That's
yeah, it's a conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not an interview. It's a conversation. We're just talking to good people, having good conversation, and that's what it's all about.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
And we are off the air. We're off the air. So,
okay.
Yeah, we're off the air. But
hey, bro, thanks for having us, man. You know what it is.
You got it, man. Yeah, I appreciate it.
We got major love for you, man. You know that.
Awesome.
Absolutely. I got love for you guys. You already know.
Mhm.
And we're gonna be doing some things in the future, man. Definitely.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And my body bumping CD is I'm
So I'm not gonna hold you guys on here because from what we found out is that even though it's no longer on the air, if you're like listening to it live, it doesn't they can still hear everything we're saying.
Okay. All right. Well, you got the numbers, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Definitely. Definitely.
Bye, guys.
Okay, bro.
Bye, bye, Lady Diana.
Bye.
All our public announcement fans. All our public announcement fans. New and old, we love you. Public announcement fans. New and old, we love you. Keep rocking with us.
We love you. We love you.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And we are out.
Out.
We are out.